couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we the Celtics? Who are we the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Gadi Placido, and the Celtics beat the Nets 118-110, improved to 42-12 on the season. The Celtics continue to roll. This was a fun one. Absolute roller coaster of a game. No Porzingis in this one, but Jason Tatum went nuclear, played an unbelievable game today. We're going to dive into all of it, go through play of the game, run through some of the highs, some of the lows. And to get things started, you have to give player of the game to Jason Tatum. This was an unbelievable performance. 41 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Only 2 turnovers. 14 of 26 from the field. Good shot selection. 5 of 11 from 3. Good shot making. Got to the free throw line 8 for 8. The guy was truly unstoppable in this game. A couple of big shots down the stretch, too. Huge pull-up mid-range to go up 11 with about 6.5 left, and then a strong drive and hook finish to go up 8 with the minute 45. This Brooklyn Nets team would not go away. The Celtics found themselves up by a bunch. They were up by as many as 23 points in this game, as many as, I think, 15 in that fourth quarter, and they got it down to like 6, and the Celtics kept hitting shots. We've talked about the Celtics going through stretches of bad basketball, right? We've also talked about the Celtics hitting shots when they need to hit shots, coming up with big plays when they need to come up with big plays, and this was another perfect example of it. Did they play perfect in the first half? Sure. Honestly, it was an unbelievable first half of basketball. Second half, there were lapses. We only outscored them by 1 in the third, got outscored by 8 in the fourth. However, they had already built up a very substantial lead, and down the stretch when the Celtics needed the shots, they hit them. Right? Again, this isn't a perfect game by any means, but when it matters most, when you need buckets, they had guys that could hit them. Jason Tatum hit a couple of them. Al Horford was phenomenal tonight. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. 6 of 6 from the field, 2 of 2 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. The guy did not miss a shot the entire night. Really impressive performance from him. Also had a beautiful outlet pass. Got a long rebound, long, beautiful outlet pass to Jason Tatum for a transition bucket earlier in this game. But Al Horford, huge post spin, tough finish to go up 11 with just under 4 left. So everybody contributing down the stretch. Everybody contributing with a clutch basket in this one. Tatum, Horford already. Jrue Holiday, I thought, was incredible tonight. He had 12 assists, so 14 points, 5 rebounds, 12 assists in this game, and was efficient. 6 of 10, 2 of 4 from 3. Like, this is the type of game that you want from Jrue Holiday. Like, really, really impressive stuff defensively, phenomenal. But the playmaking, this is the guy. Jrue Holiday was the guy that the Celtics gave the ball to down the stretch. He was the guy that was bringing the ball up. He was the guy that was creating offense for others. He was playing really, really good basketball. And he would still hit good shots, still hit tough buckets. He had the assist to Derek White that we'll talk about in a little bit. For a wide-open layup to go up 10 with 45 seconds left. The Nets doubled. Jrue Holiday found it. And Derek White, easy bucket. Jrue Holiday doing a little bit of everything in this one. Impressive performance from him. Derek White, not the best overall game if you're looking through three quarters. Had 8 points after the third. And honestly, just wasn't super involved in the offense. However, fourth quarter, Derek White naturally steps up, hits a bunch of huge shots, had 8 points through three quarters, ended the game with 16, including a couple of just massive, massive buckets. Early on in the third quarter, he missed a literal wide open three. He had time to set up. He took a set dribble and just whiffed. Horrible shot. However, He had a huge three to go up nine after a big Nets run early in the fourth. Had another clutch three from JB to go up nine with 2.5 left, and then had that huge layup. Found the open space right near the free throw line, found the open space, got the layup to go up 10 with 45 seconds left, and that iced the game. That was the big bucket that really clinched the game for the Celtics team. So not a great game overall from Derek White if you're looking from a four-quarter perspective. However, pulled it together in the fourth and made a couple of massive, massive buckets and plays down the stretch for this team. JB, one of his, I guess, more inefficient nights, had 19 points, 4 assists, stat line, not bad. Did have 4 turnovers. Again, efficiency-wise, 7 of 19 from the field, 1 of 6 from 3. Not his most efficient game. However, still had some big buckets. Huge drive and finish to go up 9 with 6.5 left. Another nice mid-range to go up 13, 5.5. So Jaylen Brown, still a couple big buckets. However, he was probably on the lower half of the starters as far as efficiency goes, as far as, you know, impacting the game goes. But overall, solid minutes. Did have 4 turnovers. Again, wasn't perfect, but hit some shots when the Celtics needed it. Hit some shots when Jason Tatum wasn't in the game and they needed offense. He came in. So overall, from your starters, you're getting good minutes, which is good because you didn't get a ton from your bench in this one. I think Luke Kornet was a solid contributor. 5 points, 5 rebounds. O'Shea Brissett, the numbers are horrible. Like, he was a minus 13 in a game they won by 8. 1 of 4 from the free throw line. I liked the energy that he brought to the team. Peyton Pritchard, not a very good game. Sam Hauser, not a very good game. So you needed to rely on a lot of what your starters gave you. And they brought a lot. Obviously, you know, highlighted by Jason Tatum scoring 41. But this starting lineup, every single one of them, minimum 14 points. Like, obviously, like, those are numbers that you should expect. But overall, it's nice to see, especially with Porzingis out. Having Al Horford step up, play a really big role in the offense is nice to see. Overall, this is a game. Celtics did not rely on the three-point shot as much as they have this year. Only took 37 attempts, but 40%. They hit 40% in this one. And frankly, that's one of the reasons that this Nets team stayed in this game. They shot 45% from three. Like, they shot well. But Celtics, they went into the paint a lot more than they have in the past. They started the game with 3 straight post-ups. Their first 16 points came in the paint. So they were taking full advantage of getting down low. They had 50 points total in the paint. They got to the free throw line. They hit 17 of 23, 74%. Not a bad percentage. The number getting there is impressive. You know, this is a game. They had 7.5 minutes, almost 8 minutes in the second quarter that they were in the bonus, and they took full advantage of it. They were 3 of 6 from the free throw line with 8 minutes left in the second, and they ended the half with 9 of 10 from the free throw line in the final 8 minutes. So they did a really, really good job of capitalizing, and give credit to Mazzulla. Like, I think the way that he did the Haka Simmons, Haka Claxton in the second quarter, it really put the Nets in a tough spot. They had to sub out Simmons, and the Celtics outscored the Nets 36-27 in that quarter. So Celtics and Joe Mazzulla doing their part in this game. Overall, listen, it's not perfect. This is a Brooklyn Nets team that is 21-32. The Celtics were favored by, I think, 8.5 coming into this game. They won by 8, but honestly, it should have been 15, should have been 17. So yes, the Celtics did play down a little bit to competition, but that's not something I'm overly upset about. You know, this is a game they certainly could have blown, but they didn't. They came up with big shot after big shot, and honestly, it came from everybody. As good as Jason Tatum was throughout this game, he was not the only one closing. Derek White, big shot. Holiday, big shot. Big assist. JB, big shot. All of them. This is one of those games where you just have to find a way to win. And the Celtics, to their credit, found a way to win. And that's the part that's impressive about this game. Listen, it's not perfect, right? Do want to talk about some of the negatives. Before we dive into all of that, I want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality. Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10, to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets? All right, so I want to dive into some of the negatives here. And again, I'll keep this section short. It is a nice win. They won by 8. They figured out ways to do it. This is a game, like I was kind of mentioning earlier, we had to rely a lot on the starters. And this wasn't a game where the starters got all of the minutes. Like, we got Luke Kornet 15, Pritchard 15, Sam Hauser 14 minutes. So those guys got legitimate minutes. But we didn't really get any performances. You know, Peyton Pritchard, 1 for 6 from the field, 1 for 5 from 3. Sam Hauser, 1 for 3 from 3. So neither of those guys, their job to go in, hit shots. Peyton Pritchard tasked with a little bit more. Playmake. He's a very good rebounder. We didn't really get a whole lot from either of them. Again, I think Kornet's game was fine. I think at 15 minutes, 5 points, 5 rebounds, that's pretty much what you're going to expect or hope for, at least, from Luke Kornet. But you really need more from Sam Hauser and Peyton Pritchard, at least from a shooting percentage standpoint. Those are the big differences. Those are the things that you look for those guys for. And the shooting percentages, splits in this game, not good from either of them. Jaylen Brown, a little bit of an anomaly. He's a very efficient player more often than not. Tonight just wasn't that. You know, 7 of 19, not great shooting. 1 of 6 from 3, not great shooting, right? So there are issues in this game. You know, again, anytime you have a lead as big as the Celtics had, you want to make sure you hold on to that. You know, they had a 23-point lead in this game. At halftime, they were up 72-57, right? So that's a 15-point lead right there. And we saw them outscore the Nets by 1 in the third. So that's a 16-point lead going into the fourth. And this got down all the way to 6, maybe even 5 in the fourth quarter. So throughout this game, you let guys like Cam Thomas, who, again, good basketball players, right? But not as good as they showed out today. Like, Cam Thomas, 26 points in this game. Mikal Bridges, give him credit, 27 points. He is that good. He is absolutely capable of going out and scoring 27 on any given night. Cam Thomas is not that guy. I love Cam Thomas's game. But I don't think this is a guy that should be going out and absolutely torching you. He does average 21 points, so I'm not saying he doesn't do it, but the Celtics have the personnel defensively to shut him down, right? We didn't see it. So give this Nets team some credit. They had a lot of guys that stepped up, played good basketball. But it was really led by those two. Cam Thomas, Mikal Bridges, 27 and 26. Like, solid overall games from the two of them. But the Celtics had opportunities defensively to stop them. They didn't. We went to the 2-1-2 zone a little bit more in this game. And frankly, it didn't work. And I understand Joe Mazzulla wanting to continue to push it. The Celtics were pushing that with a 15-point lead. And that's kind of where the Celtics kind of lost a little bit of momentum. They didn't have the guys. I think the ball and Scal talked about it on the broadcast too. The ball pressure went down when they went to that zone. They have the defenders to go in and compete against anybody from a man-to-man standpoint. I think it's good that the Celtics are trying other things, right? And we've seen the 2-1-2 zone really perform and really throw teams for a loop. So I'm all for Joe continue to try to master it prior to the playoffs. And when you're up by 15, that's the right opportunity to try that. That's the right time to throw in a wrinkle, to try and continue to work on things, right? You don't want to throw in a zone that you're not 100% positive in a close game. But when you're up 15, you can take chances, right? So overall, I mean, I like the game plan. I like the Celtics' willingness, the Celtics', you know, motivation to get to the post, to get to the paint as much as they did in this game. They didn't rely on the threes as much. So overall, the Celtics did do a lot of things really well. There were also, you know, again, weaknesses. There were downfalls. There were lapses, right? But at the end of the day, one of the things that you need to look at is, how are the Celtics performing in the clutch? How are the Celtics responding to runs? And every time the Nets put together a run, the Celtics answered it. And I think that's what championship teams are made of. That's the DNA that you want to have. Obviously, you don't want, in the playoffs at least, for the Celtics to underestimate a team and come in slow, right? That's never the goal. However, it's going to happen at some point. Every team has a bad start to a game. It's how you respond. And the Celtics have proven over and over this season that they can respond, that they can find ways to win, even if star guys don't have the best nights. And that was this game. Jaylen Brown didn't have the best night. Jason Tatum just happened to, and everybody else pitched in. But at this point, Celtics 42-12 have a 6-game lead over the Cavaliers. They play again tomorrow night against Brooklyn again. This time at the Garden, final game before the All-Star break. So the Celtics get a little bit of rest here, but it's an opportunity to go into the All-Star break with a massive, massive lead in the Eastern Conference. They still lead the league with a +9 differential, scoring differential, which is absolutely crazy to say out loud. They also have tied for the league's best winning percent or winning streak, and they're just doing a little bit of everything at this point, playing really, really good basketball. That's where we're going to wrap things up. We'll be back tomorrow. Again, Celtics playing at home against the Nets. Porzingis presumably will play. Al Horford presumably will be sitting. So we'll be back to our normal starting lineup, hopefully, and get after it. One final game before the All-Star break. That's where we're going to wrap things up. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we?